WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Congressman's condition, searching for a bomb. I'm Elliot Francis. Congressman Steve Scalise remains in critical condition this morning after being shot in Virginia Wednesday. Doctors say Scalise will need additional surgery following that attack. At a congressional baseball practice where three others were shot. Brian Todd updates.
They say that he sustained a single gunshot, a rifle shot to the left hip, that the bullet traveled across his pelvis, that it fractured bones, injured internal organs, and caused severe bleeding. He was transported to this facility in shock, they say. He had one immediate surgery, then another procedure to stop the bleeding. He has received multiple units of blood transfusion, and he is going to require additional surgeries. He does remain in critical condition.
The FBI is investigating a report of a dirty bomb in a container ship at the Port of Charleston. Wando Terminal has been evacuated, as well as a portion of the Cooper River. Authorities say the threat is more for the ship than the general public, but police are investigating out of an abundance of caution. I'm Elliot Francis. Jurors are about to enter their fourth day of deliberation in the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby.
The wait continues after the jury tacked another 12 hours onto their deliberations, but were still unable to reach a unanimous verdict. They spent at least part of the day going over more testimony. They asked for a readback of what Andrea Constand said about her 2004 encounter with Cosby at his home while she was on the witness stand, and they asked to hear the testimony from Richard Schaffer. He's the police detective who was first to interview Trump after Constand filed a complaint against him. There's a lot of speculation about what's going on in the jury room. All we can say with any certainty is they're closely examining the evidence. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Another twist in the Russian investigation. Published reports claim special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating President Trump for possible obstruction of justice. Mueller said to be interviewing at least three top intelligence officials as part of that probe. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A new 1,000-page report accuses D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's top lieutenant of giving favors to one of the mayor's largest campaign donors. The report prepared by Councilmember Mary Che claims city administrator Rashad Young took actions that led to a $4 million settlement with Fort Myer Construction, and that he also cleared the way for more work to be set aside for minority-owned contractors, a move designed to benefit that same company. The mayor's chief of staff in a text message to the Washington Post called the report malarkey. Should every member of Congress now receive extra security in the wake of yesterday's shootings? Two local members are leery of that idea.
Congressman Don Beyer represents Del Rey, where yesterday's shooting happened. He says if members of Congress get death threats,
perhaps a little extra Capitol Police support makes good sense.
Or
when there's a lot of members around.
But he and Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton say they've never felt in danger, and
we don't want to do it just routinely for people in their everyday lives.
And before they step up security for everyone,
we need to pause a minute and not feel as if we're all in danger.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two men have been arrested for their roles in a fight that broke out between protesters outside the Turkish ambassador's residence and members of the security detail for Turkey's president last month. That fight happened just after Turkey's president had completed a visit with President Trump at the White House. Charges against a dozen more Turkish security agents will be announced this morning. Seven charged with felonies, five more with misdemeanors. The U.S. has been strongly critical with the Turkish government since the fight, as the security detail ignored police and attacked the protesters. A day after losing a tough primary race for governor of Virginia, Corey Stewart says he's taking a break from campaigning.
Hey, if I said I was going to run for another office, my wife would clobber me. I mean, really.
The Prince William County Board Chairman tells WMAL's Larry O'Connor.
I've been campaigning for 5.5 of the last 7 years. I'm going to take a little bit of a breather, but I'm not out of it. I am a fighter. I love to fight.
Stewart says his next race may be for Senate against incumbent Democrat Tim Kaine next year. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 21,374. The NASDAQ at 61.94. In sports, the Nats get blown out by the Braves. They head to New York for a four-game set with the Mets. And the Orioles snap a six-game losing streak. They beat the White Sox. WMAL News Times 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Jacob DeGrom.
DeGrom untouchable.
There's a dozen reasons you can't write off the Mets. Anthony Rendon
drives in 10 runs today.
There's a performance they'll be writing about forever. A 12K job versus a career day. Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield, heading toward the Tysons area. It's just about wrapped up, but work crews are still on the Beltway. This will be on the inner loop side right as you come off of 95, the beginning of those express lanes left side. So flashing lights still there again, but almost cleared. On 66, no troubles coming in from the west. We're off to a nice quiet start. Maryland Beltway, no troubles reported there either. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway, good. And Maryland's 95 and down to the Beltway without any early incidents. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We hit the 90s yesterday. Looks like we'll fall short for today. Sun and clouds mixed. A slight chance for scattered shower or two this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now it's 71 in Chantilly, 70 in Frederick, 73 at Reagan National. The Washington Post reports special counsel Robert Mueller is now investigating the president directly for possible obstruction of justice. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Wow, what a crazy, crazy day yesterday was. So we have a really packed show for you today. At 6:35, Beverly Halberg will be joining us. She wrote a piece on the rhetoric and Terry McAuliffe calling for more gun control after the congressional baseball shooting. At 7:05, Douglas High from CNN will be with us, and we'll talk to him about the congressional shooting as well, and also the rhetoric and the role that it has played in that, if any. At 8:05, Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, will be joining us. You know Dan. We'll talk to him. And George Lyon will be joining us at 8:35 on carrying permits for Congress, but maybe not for the rest of us. Good morning, everybody. I am Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnace. Vince, did you get any sleep last night?
Just a little, Mary. Thank you. Good morning to you. And, you know, this story that obviously rocked the nation and this community yesterday has been, I've been thinking a lot about this. It's been bugging me because we talk about, like, violent rhetoric in politics and the way people treat each other politically and whether or not that leads to actual acts of violence. And I'm resistant in general to that theory because I kind of think that people should be blamed themselves for making the decisions that they make. That this Hodgkinson character should be blamed for the shooting yesterday. Mm-hmm. That it's his fault and his fault alone. That we don't blame the guns, we don't blame the rhetoric, we blame the guy right in the middle, the guy who made the decision. And I look back, and part of the reason why I have that reaction at first is because I look back at something like, you know, the Gabby Giffords shooting and Sarah Palin being blamed for having an electoral map in which she used the logo of a target on various districts that she was focusing on in a political way.
Which, well, by the way, the Democrats had done 2 years earlier.
So, yeah, and so there's that, too. But this is Sarah Palin, who gets attacked now as being the reason for somehow that Gabby Giffords was shot, which, of course, is ludicrous, especially that example. But as you're sitting and thinking about it, though, you listen to sort of all of the people of the left over the past few months, and certainly over the past few years, but definitely since Donald Trump's been elected. I want to play for you some quick cuts. These are just random celebrities over the course of the past few months, all well-known, who've made various insane statements about the president of the United States. Here's Madonna, first off.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Okay, thanks, Madonna. And here's Robert De Niro.
I mean, he's so blatantly stupid. He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig. He's a con, a mutt. He talks how he wants to punch people in the face. Well, I'd like to punch him in the face.
And Mickey Rourke.
What do you think about his star getting vandalized?
I think that his wife is one of the biggest gold diggers around. I know. I used to go out with a gold digger. And I mean, how can you sleep next to that flabby, fat piece of I mean, you got to go to bed with that every night?
All right. Wow. Yeah, and he's not the only one. And Mickey Rourke also threatened violence against the president, too. So this is just nonstop, one after the other. These celebrities have been saying this. Democratic politicians have been engaging in definitely heightened rhetoric about the resistance and allusions to like this being a Civil War-level issue. And ultimately, my only point is this. If you keep going around saying that your political opponent is evil, and just occupies just the worst of humanity, eventually somebody's going to believe you. Eventually, this James T. Hodgkinson character is going to hear that and be like, you're right. You're right. This guy's evil. These guys are evil. These Republicans are sinners and disgusting and the worst of humanity, and they need to be taken out. That's the impression that they're left with. And this hyperbole has gotten way out of control. Totally out of control, to the point that it's like, you know, unrecognizable from civil political discourse. And it's not just that. The violence that we're seeing time and time and time again, we have people setting fire to campuses because conservatives might show up to have a conversation. So, you know, it is time. I mean, the First Amendment, we constantly defend the First Amendment on the basis of the First Amendment exists in part for the offensive things. That's one of the signature reasons why we have the First Amendment, to protect the ability to have the offensive conversation. But what is a right is also a responsibility. You have the right to say whatever you please, but that also comes with a heavy responsibility that the words that come out of your mouth have to mean something. And in 2017, it's never felt like people have been more careless with words, ever. People are being, don't be imprecise, say what you mean. Because if you're going to start talking like Madonna about blowing up the White House, you have to recognize that power comes with those words, that the audience that you're talking to is going to take that seriously. So where are you on this? Do you agree with me? Do you think that rhetoric has grown out of control? And what can be done about it? And what should be done about it? I'm not calling for legal recourse in general for people saying intemperate things. But I am saying that maybe as a society, we need to be a lot more in tune with what we're saying and the impact that's having. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
This is the playbook. This is all part of the playbook. This is exactly how it's all supposed to play out. You don't think it's a coincidence that Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers are suddenly darlings of the left? They're bringing back the radicals from the 60s who started all of this. And this was their plan all along. We have gotten to the point where a double standard is acceptable, where the left has been capable of shutting down free speech from anyone with whom they disagree. If they disagree with you, you're a racist, you're this, you're that. They've learned very well how to mobilize, I want to call them the useful idiots that are out there that are very impressionable. They start it in schools, right? The children are indoctrinated in schools. We see it with Reality Winner. Listen, I don't think you've had three Bernie supporters now who have been connected in some way with violence or leaking or in some way trying to hurt this administration, who have been indoctrinated, and not this guy, but Reality Winner and her contemporaries have been taught all along that what you feel is right, that socialism is good, and what you feel to be right is right. It started with Occupy. What happened with Occupy? It totally normalized violence and shouting down people you don't like, and they spent an entire summer doing it, and Did the left come out and condemn them? No, they didn't. Then we had Black Lives Matter, which ratcheted up the violence.
Yes.
Then you had, now it's gotten to the point where on campuses now, as you pointed out with Berkeley, anyone who wants to give any kind of an opinion that differs from yours, violence is accepted as a way to do that. So, and they've been very successful at it because administrators now go, well, what do you want? If you please don't break down our walls, please don't smash our windows, please don't burn things up, we'll give you whatever you want. So they get what they want. So now this has become normalized in our society. And if the right for sure comes out and says, hey, you know what, Snoop Dogg making a video in which he shoots someone who looks like President Trump in the head, that's art. Kathy Griffin, all of this is excused under art. And when Robert De Niro says something, well, he's an artist. So there's always an excuse made for it in order to normalize it. So it's not going away. This is what they want. Hillary Clinton has pronounced herself a proud member of the resist movement. That's where we've gone.
Let resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party and our country.
Yeah, and we're going to come back to this in a moment right after traffic, but I'll say one last thing, which is that this has only become normalized for the left.
Right, and that, but that's the plan.
And that for the right, it's still like searching for the jackpot to find a Tea Party member who will utter a racial slur in public. This is a problem that I think clearly needs to be solved, and I'm desperately hoping for some self-reflection from the press. We'll never get it, but I'm hoping for it anyway.
It is 515 at by the way, 888-630-9625 is the number. It is 515 at WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and it is. We're really off to a good start here around the region. 270 Maryland, 9529 DW Parkway. The one area I am watching in the Springfield Interchange heading on toward the Beltway is the road work from overnight right in the entrance to those express lanes. Once you approach the Beltway there, they're picking up the last of the cones, and you're really coming up on it at speed, so just be careful. It's not causing any delays right now. Also, if you're heading in toward Leesburg, had a crash reported on Route 7 eastbound, ready to come up to Route 9. But again, at this early hour, I'm not seeing any volume at that intersection, but do watch in case we have some activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
All right, today we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. You might see a scattered shower or two later in the day with a high near 85. Tonight, partly cloudy, late night showers or thunderstorms, low near 70. For Friday, cloudy in the morning, followed by isolated thunderstorms during the afternoon with a high of 87. A quick glimpse at the weekend, Saturday, some thunderstorms possible, highs upper 80s. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms again possible with highs in the low 90s. It's that time of year, scattered thunderstorms probably a possibility every day. Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 518 on WMA.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Today in the White House, we have perhaps the worst and most dangerous president in the history of our country.
Bernie Sanders.
And we also have, not to be forgotten, extreme right-wing leadership in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate.
You know, James T. Hodgkinson, yesterday's shooter, had a picture of Bernie Sanders prominently featured in his header photo on his Facebook page. Most of the content that he had shared on social media was standard fare lefty, resistance stuff from over the past few months. And, you know, these politicians often, I think, you know, Bernie Sanders released a statement yesterday condemning the shooting, of course, which was good to see. But he probably, I hope for a moment that he paused and had some self-reflection, like, what role, if any, do the things that I say play in this? And what responsibility should I have for my words? That's the core question here, and I'm glad that we can talk to you about it this morning. Let's start with John from Virginia, who's up next with us on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, John.
Hey, John from Strasburg. Good morning, folks. I was talking to someone I know who works at CNN, and they were trying to blame Republicans for the divisive rhetoric. And I was like, well, what about all the things you've said? And they're like, well, we're basically being honest. But that's what you're dealing with. And this is a producer at CNN.
I don't get how they can make that case. How is that case possibly made? I'm willing to point out any Republican who's using violent rhetoric towards members of the opposite party, but there's just not that we're not replete with evidence of that. We're replete with evidence of quite the opposite.
Vince, they've deluded themselves into thinking that they're the good guys.
Yeah, it's a good point, John.
Well,
thank
exactly,
you.
But and thank you for kicking it off, John. He's absolutely right, and this is part of what my problem is, and I keep saying this over and over again. Republicans will at least, as you said, I think, call it out when something, not all the time, they're not angels, but the rhetoric isn't there to this, not nearly the same level. But this is part of the playbook from the left. This is how you move the country to a socialist country. Who was it? Was it Marx who said you take away one, and I may be wrong, take away one freedom per generation, they'll never know it's gone. And we've lost our freedom of speech. It's gone, people.
Let's go to Dave from Sterling this morning. Dave, you're next up, sir. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a little comparison. If you go back about a year or so with that lady cop in Oklahoma who chose not to defend herself because she didn't want her community to succumb to the rioting that took place in Ferguson and Baltimore, to say that she chose to almost lose her life to succumb to that, that that not be politically motivated, how can we say this is not politically motivated? It's just after the flip of a switch.
That people are making potentially reckless decisions on the basis of political correctness.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great point, and one in which we don't want our society to be in, obviously. Like, you don't want to be in a position where politics is making us less safe at all. Dave, that's the phenomenal reaction to this. We'll keep talking to you in a moment. 522 here on WMAL.
Say big this month with 50 Floor's free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free estimate. Promo code radio gets you $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details on licensure at 50floor.com.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Hey, Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price analysis today. Renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
better programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, heading through Ashburn, the crash on the Loudoun County Parkway. Heading northbound right before you get to the Greenway. That's where crews are responding. And again, early hour here, looking through that area. Not so much of any backups, but be alert. Loudoun County Parkway north before you get to the Greenway. Heading into Leesburg, had the minor incident east on 7 near Route 9. That should be to the shoulder. No delay on the approach there. On the inner loop of the Beltway, they're just about done with that overnight road work. Inner loop right as you come off of 95 in the beginning area of the express lanes. And they were, again, picking up the last of the cones. So you still might see some activity through that stretch. Maryland Beltway, you look good. No problems reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see sun and clouds mixed for today. A bit on the humid side. A slight chance for scattered shower or two, particularly for this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that.
Talking about rhetoric from the left and whether or not it contributed to something like yesterday's horrible attack in Alexandria. Let's go to Tim from D.C. You're next up on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Tim.
God bless you all. I tell you, I listen to you all every morning. Young lady, you've become a great addition to this show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I think that this is the end result of us kicking Almighty God out of the public square. No Ten Commandments, no praying in the schools. It's just the end result of that, and it's just going to continue.
And Tim, don't you think that if you pull God out of your life, ultimately it's going to be filled? It's a vacuum that's going to be filled by something else. And for far too many people, it's politics.
Exactly.
Well, that's what happens. Look what happens in these countries. You remove God in China, in Russia, in those countries, and who becomes the God? The government. Because all good things come from the government then. Your housing, your food, literally your food, everything that keeps you alive comes from the government. Again, all part of the plan, people.
Yet the government will never answer your prayers.
Sure.
528 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
coming up on WMAL. We will have an update for you on the shooting and also the condition of Steve Scalise. We'll have that for you. And also, President Trump keeping another one of his campaign promises. All of this is flying under the radar. He's really getting no credit for some of the campaign promises that he is keeping. It's all being overshadowed by all of the noise and the rhetoric and everything else trying to take him down. So we will have that good news for you. It is 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise remains in critical condition at MedStar this morning following surgery in the wake of yesterday's shooting in Alexandria. We've learned that Scalise's wounds were significant, including bone fractures, internal organ damage, and severe bleeding.
And that is the biggest concern with a rifle shot to the hip. There's blood vessels in that area, and those blood vessels obviously can lose a lot of blood from an injury to them.
Medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Scalise will require several more operations. President Trump and the First Lady visited with Scalise's family at MedStar last night. Scalise and other Republicans were practicing for tonight's Congressional baseball game at Nats Park, an event which raises significant money for local charities and which will go on as scheduled.
This has reminded everybody that we're on the same team. We may have different ways of governing and different philosophical ideas, but we all love our country. We all want good things to happen.
Virginia Congressman Don Beyer, the gates open at 5:30 with a 7:05 first pitch tonight. Before they play, members of Congress will try to get in a regular day of work. Votes were canceled in the House after yesterday's shootings, but they will take place today. The probe by Special Counsel Robert Mueller appears to be expanding its focus beyond Russian interference in the election. The Washington Post now reporting that Mueller is examining whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice during the course of events that led to the firing of FBI Director James Comey. The Post and the New York Times both reporting that Mueller will seek interviews with three senior intelligence officials to see if the president asked them to intervene in the Comey case. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,374, the NASDAQ at 6,194. In sports, the Nats get blown out by the Braves, but the Orioles snap their six-game losing streak with a win over the White Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, "Wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products." Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our seven showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
.35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 north. It's through Stafford and Aquia. The volume, same story with Dale City toward the Occoquan. We're starting just to bunch up a bit through those areas. No problems to report on 66 here early on. Looks like everything's wrapped up on the Virginia Beltway Interloop. Right as you come out of Springfield toward Braddock Road, we might see some remnants of the work crews here on some flashing lights on the shoulder, but lanes should be open. Heading into Leesburg, good. Route 7 east at 9. That's where we had the crash that was over to the shoulder, not causing any delays there. And 270. Here we come through Urbana and Hyattstown, seeing a little bit of that stop and go with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see sun and clouds mixed for today. A bit on the humid side. A slight chance for scattered shower twos, particularly for this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now it's 72 in Centerville, 67 in Olney, 73 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Really, really fast-paced, packed show for you this morning. At 6:35, Beverly Hallberg will be joining us to discuss Governor Terry McAuliffe calling for more gun control after the shooting yesterday. At 7:05, Douglas High from CNN will be joining us to discuss the hateful rhetoric in politics. At 8:05, it's Dan Bongino. And at 8:35, it's George Lyon on carrying permits for Congress only. I'm Mary Walter along with Vince Colonese. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning.
So I want to give you an update on what we know since yesterday. Because yesterday when we were on the air, when this was all breaking, there was a lot of, well, in any situation like this, there's a lot of, well, this happened, this, you know, CNN's reporting this, Fox is reporting this. Here's what we know. We do know, obviously, that Steve Scalise was shot in the hip by the gunman, but the way the bullet hit him, it shattered part of the bone, and so he had a surgery. He had surgery yesterday, and then they had to go back in because of bleeding, which happens sometimes in these surgeries. You don't know that there is a something cut in there. There's a blood source cut, and so they have to go in and fix that. So they did, and he also received a transfusion yesterday as well. So because of that, his status is still critical. It has not been upgraded. He is still critical, and he is going to need more surgeries as time goes on. MedStar Washington released an official statement last night around 8:15, and they said Congressman Steve Scalise sustained a single rifle shot to the left hip. The bullet traveled across his pelvis, fracturing bones and injuring internal organs and causing severe bleeding. He was transported in shock to MedStar Washington Hospital Center, a level one trauma center. He underwent immediate surgery and an additional procedure to stop bleeding. He has received multiple units of blood transfusion. His condition is critical and he will require additional operations. We will provide periodic updates.
President Trump visited the hospital last night. They basically cutting short his birthday plans. He intended to spend his birthday last night quietly with his family at the White House, but instead ended up going to the hospital. He tweeted last night, just left the hospital. Representative Steve Scalise, one of the truly great people, is in very tough shape, but he is a real fighter. Pray for Steve. Now, no word on whether or not Scalise was conscious for the visit of the Trumps, but he did speak to the family while he was at the hospital last night, the president did.
Yes, and I think that that was... I think he had to do that. I think it would have been criticized had he not done that. I think that was a really needed thing.
I think it was
for
just classy. I think it was actually very classy.
I do, too. I mean, but I do... I kind of also feel... While I do think it was classy, And the right thing to do. I think any president would have done that. I would hope.
Let's be honest, Mary. I haven't even looked it up, but I guarantee people are already there. Are people who are criticizing him for being opportunistic?
I'm sure.
Politicizing. Whatever he does, it'll be criticized.
This is very true. Also, a congressional staffer was shot, and two police officers were injured as well. All three of the injured parties are expected to make full recovery,
as well as a lobbyist. There was a lobbyist who was hit as well.
Trump met with Capitol Police Officer Crystal Griner, who was shot in the ankle, as she was one of those two Capitol Police officers who returned fire to the shooter, and she defended her Scalise, who was her charge. She was part of his protection, and she was shot in the ankle. And apparently, from stories we've heard, she kept shooting. Kept going. So God bless those officers for what they do. It's amazing. It's amazing what they do.
We have that audio.
Oh, we do? We could. Okay.
Let's play some of that audio. This is from the shots yesterday. This is cut 8. If we can get to the audio. See, Mike, if you have cut 8, let's hear that. That was, of course, cops arriving on the scene as the gunman and the Capitol Police officers were exchanging gunfire yesterday at that East Monroe baseball field in Alexandria.
Absolutely. And there's video, and maybe we could put it up on the WMAL webpage, WMAL.com, under Mornings on the Mall. We'll try to get that up there for you, of someone, I think it was a gentleman, who was walking his dog around the ballpark. I don't know if you've seen his video. It's everywhere. It's become quite famous. It's become viral.
Right.
And he heard the shots walking his dog. You could see he took cover behind a garbage can. It was a garbage can that was in one of those metal containers, because that's where he was. And you could see Congressman Scalise laying out on the field, and he was talking to someone, because he said, "I assume someone's called 911 by now." And then it's quiet, and you could just hear the shots going back and forth. And then he says, "Hey, does anybody know if that guy's okay? Has anybody talked to him?" But nobody could get to him, which several of the congressmen have said it was just horrible, because they couldn't get out onto the field. And you could also hear people saying, Just shoot him.
Yes.
Because the police officers were telling the shooter, Hodgkinson, put down your weapon, and you could hear someone say, just shoot him. So a very, very scary, scary situation. But sadly, Congressman Scalise not out of the woods yet, still in critical condition.
Thank God for those Capitol Hill police officers being
there. They
are
heroes. I hate to throw that word around. A lot of people do. But those two Capitol Police officers, absolutely heroes.
They rose
today
to the challenge, for sure.
Absolutely. It is 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Even if Congress acts now to rid the Defense Department of looming sequestration spending cuts, it'll take years of stable and higher budgets for DOD to dig out of the readiness hole. This according to Tuesday's testimony from Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. The secretary delivered his remarks on the president's fiscal year 2018 defense budget request before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
So Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, right? But how's your house looking? Are your carpets clean, or do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt, mud, and traffic marks, or smell bad odors? Larry O'Connor here, and I have the easy solution. Just call Zero Res. Zero Res, they're the company I use to have my carpets and couches deep cleaned, left looking brand new, and smelling fresh again. Zero Res is the best. I can't recommend them enough. Zero Res brings all their own equipment, including their empowered water system, and it's a clean that dries in just a few hours. Zero Res is locally owned and operated by Lindsay and Louis Padilla. They're great. I know them, and I promise you they care about customer delight. They've just given me a special offer for WMAO listeners, a carpet cleaning for just $54 per room, plus for a limited time, get 50% off any upholstery cleaning. Minimums apply. Don't wait. Book now. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. One more time, 703-382-1221, or online at zeroresdc.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
This summer, experience the open road in America's luxury brand with all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln. And Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln. Customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll take you on to 15 just south of the Point of Rocks Bridge. Coming south on 15, you're stopped right now because of a stalled car, and you're trying to maneuver that out of the travel lane. So definitely seeing early delays quickly forming, again, as we lose that southbound side of 15 south of Point of Rocks Bridge. Loudoun County Parkway, northbound before you get to the Greenway. That's where we have some accident activity. You can get around, shouldn't cost you too much extra time. Keep alert, though. That's why I tell you about it. 66 through Manassas into Centerville heavy. Just the volume 95 in Aquia again heading in toward Woodbridge. DC 50 inside the Beltway near 202. We're already backed up pushing through Chevrolet slow as you head down toward DC 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like we're going to fall short of the 90-degree mark for today with a mix of clouds, sunshine, a slight chance for a scattered shower or two, particularly this afternoon. Our high near 85 with a breezy southeast wind. Partly cloudy tonight, late night showers or storms possible, low near 70. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork from Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 73 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
Not sure what you need to do to make sure you're prepared for retirement? Start by joining Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for Retirement Key Radio, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
So we talk about President Trump and what he's been able to accomplish as President of the United States. What's on that checklist? Here's a big one. Taking on MS-13. Let's listen to the president earlier this year.
For too long, Washington has gone after law-abiding gun owners while making life easier for criminals, drug dealers, traffickers, and gang members. MS-13. You know about MS-13? It's not pleasant for them anymore, folks. It's not pleasant for them anymore. That's a bad group. Not pleasant for MS-13. Get them the hell out of here, right? Get them out. We are protecting the freedoms of law-abiding Americans, and we are going after the criminal gangs and cartels that prey on our innocent citizens, and we are really going after them.
President Trump also said that on Monday at that cabinet meeting, that MS-13 is, quote, being thrown out in record numbers and rapidly, and they're being depleted. They will all be gone pretty soon. Here's what's new. Trump's pledge to wipe out MS-13 gang paying off in New York. That's a headline out of the New York Post today. Federal officials have rounded up close to 40 accused members of MS-13 in New York City and Long Island. In the 30 days following these vows by both Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions that they would target the gang. And that they've been known, according to the New York Post, of course, for terrorizing immigrant communities. Of the 45 New York area gang arrests over the course of the last month, 39 were affiliated with MS-13. 39 of the 45 gang-affiliated arrests. This is after a newly formed task force aimed at MS-13 in New York City and Long Island called Operation Matador was put together last in May, following Jeff Sessions' visit to Long Island to address this very problem, MS-13.
And even closer to home. Listen, we know Montgomery County has had several run-ins, and there have been several murders dealing with MS-13.
And Virginia as well.
Yeah, in Virginia as well. Here's the problem, is that a lot of them come across the border as, quote, unaccompanied minors, because we don't know how old they are. So they know to say that they're 16 or they're unaccompanied. So they... a lot of them get special immigrant juvenile status, which is a protection. So they're protected. They know how to play the game because we've given these unaccompanied minors all these protections. We ship them to wherever they say they want to go in the country, and they're MS-13 members, and we're sending them on taxpayer dollars where they want to go in the U.S. It's insanity. So that is thankfully stopping. The feds say that all of these guys are now considered illegal immigrants.
Yeah, because
as they
are.
Should be.
Well, the 12 of these MS-13 gang members that were arrested of these did cross the border as unaccompanied minors, according to the Post.
The game they play.
So that's true. And MS-13 considered by Jeff Sessions, he said it was one of the most violent gangs in the history of our country. We saw it, you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about that murder in Virginia, mm-hmm. where a young man was found. Mutilated. This actually became the focus in part of Corey Stewart's campaign during the campaign. A young man found mutilated in Virginia, left on a country road with, you know, I hesitate to describe the details, but his body was cut up and cut up very purposefully in an MS-13 gang killing. And he was left, you know, dead in the middle of a country road. And that's the type of thing that should be a warning sign that this is a problem, obviously. So the Trump administration focusing sincerely on the MS-13 threat for a number of reasons. It definitely hits all the touch points of the Trump promise, including that they're going to get control of illegal immigration, especially as it relates to our southern border.
As well they should. And we need to, I can't stress it enough, I think what Sessions and Trump are doing is they're acknowledging that when these people come across the border, they have no papers, so they know to say, oh, I'm 15, oh, I'm 16, that they're under 18 years of age, so that they get special protection. And they get all these benefits, and they know how to play that game, and hopefully that is stopped.
Nice to see something being done.
Yeah, it is 5:51 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
This Russian collusion hoax is now getting people shot. Let's start on Monday. Unfounded speculation ran wild in the media that Trump might fire the special counsel. The guy that created The Wire on HBO, David Simon, reacted on Twitter. He said, if Trump fires Mueller and is allowed to do so, everybody pick up a brick. That's all that's left to you. Twitter users quickly called him out for inciting violence, but Simon taunted them and refused to back down. The New York Times is a proud sponsor of the Shakespeare in the Park production of Julius Caesar, performed in Central Park in New York. This year it features a Trump lookalike in the lead, who is assassinated on stage. Companies like Delta Airlines and Bank of America withdrew their sponsorships. The Times refused to do that. They're proudly defending their continued sponsorship of the assassination. In recent weeks, two CNN staffers have been fired for just this kind of thing. One reporter was let go for calling the president a piece of excrement. He used another word. And the so-called comic Kathy Griffin was dropped by the network after holding a mock-up of President Trump's bloody severed head. So is anybody surprised at the shooting at the baseball park? A favorite protest chant of the left is, the whole world is watching. Well, I hope they're watching so everybody can see for themselves how deranged today's left has become, because they are now getting people shot.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owning land in this great country of ours, that's one of our most precious rights. And when it comes to taking care of the land you own, you want the best tools. And that's where my friends at Mahindra come in. Mahindra makes the toughest tractors on earth with real steel for more built-in weight. That translates to better traction and stability. And don't forget Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles. Whether you're taking a family fishing or hauling supplies or just driving down to check the mail, you will enjoy the added comfort of 25% more legroom and seating. Right now, if you buy a tractor and a utility vehicle together, you'll get a special $500 rebate. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. And get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Now listen, if you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or even same-day appointments, I am so happy I chose a concierge medical practice. Dr. Jones and the entire team at Principal Medical Group put my time and my care first. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Additionally, for those men and women struggling from the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are your area experts in pellet therapy. So schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
5:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading south of Point of Rocks Bridge, 15 commuters plan for a little bit of extra time here. Car struck a deer. Police at the scene tell me the car was able to move along, so they didn't need to get that towed, but still a bit of activity on the shoulder south on 15. Again, extra volume with the incident. It's cleared out of the travel lane there, but slowing through that stretch. Good is the Loudoun County Parkway northbound up toward the Greenway. That crash quickly gone. For 270, let's take southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown. Yep, the volume building through Jessup. That's where I'm seeing delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. And beyond there, southbound, wide open, Laurel, and continuing in through Greenbelt to inside the Beltway. So that looks good. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see sun and clouds mixed for today. A bit on the humid side. A slight chance for scattered shower twos, particularly for this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care.
Did you hear that 91% of guys that use Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant recommend it? Dove Men Plus Care user Bobby said he doesn't know how it works, but it gets the job done. Sounds good, Bobby. Pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant for yourself at your local retailer.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the rent estate advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them, 202-625-4370. You'll speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll see it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trapdoors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary Social Security report from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your complimentary Social Security report now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
And coming up on WMAL.
Terry McAuliffe doesn't want us to politicize this tragedy, but it's time to think about gun control. I mean, sorry. What was that?
And wait till we tell you how many people die every single day in this country from guns. According